While many state agencies were enduring cuts during the 2015 legislative session, the Division of Tourism actually saw an increase of about $4 million. That money, however, was dedicated to creating and implementing a tourism marketing campaign. Amy Goodwin is West Virginia's Commissioner for Tourism.
The new campaign is called Real Wild Wonderful West Virginia.
Goodwin explains the campaign is focused on attracting a specific demographic to West Virginia, a younger, more vibrant group focused on exploring and experiencing, millennials.
We know that millennials are the fastest growing demographic in the travel and tourism industry. And what they want are things that are real. They want craft beer. They are farm to table. They grew up wanting experiences and not things. And so we're really honing in, we're really looking towards that demographic.
Millennials have an estimated $200 billion annual buying power. But Goodwin says the state has to rethink how they're reaching this key group. As the Division of Tourism increasingly targets millennials, they've adopted a new, more tech-savvy approach to get young people to explore all the places the state has to offer. And that is the GoTo West Virginia app. This app allows users to plan trips, research events, and even explore sites all across the state of West Virginia.
You can look at all of the wonderful things that we have in the state. You can create your own agenda of where you want to go, your favorite spots, and you can learn a little bit more right in the palm of your hand, because this is what we know. It's mobile. People are mobile, and they want that information right this second.
And the Division of Tourism isn't just considering mobility in the technological sense, but also how to get people mobile, making West Virginia appealing to out-of-state tourists.
So our meat and potato markets are Pittsburgh, Columbus, Charlotte, Roanoke. So think of those states that are right beside us that we would get a traveler to come for 1 or 2 days. So our commercials have run in those areas. We take out a lot of marketing pieces and publications that focus on particular areas of interest: biking, whitewater rafting, hiking, culinary arts.
While Goodwin says the meat and potatoes markets lay outside the state, the bread and butter of West Virginia tourism lies in its many outdoor sporting and recreational activities.
We reign in the outdoor world. No other state can beat us on hiking, biking, backpacking, whitewater rafting, fishing, camping. And so we're really taking great opportunities right now with our marketing and advertising to show those real experiences. But on the other hand, people aren't coming to West Virginia to do one thing. So with our marketing and advertising, we're also doing a layered approach. So it's not just whitewater rafting. It's whitewater rafting and then dinner, maybe hitting up a craft beer facility, going to see a show, going to see mountain stage. So it's a layered advertising approach.
Because the Real West Virginia campaign is ongoing, there aren't yet any hard numbers on the campaign's impact. However, according to the 2014 Accountability and Image Study conducted by Longwood International, previous marketing campaigns for West Virginia tourism have a return on investment of 7 to 1.
Make no mistake about it, while you look at these posters and you look at all these brochures, we look like we're the fun people in West Virginia. But we're the money people. We employ 46,000 people throughout the state of West Virginia, and we bring in $5.1 billion to the state of West Virginia. So we're a serious player.
While Governor Tomlin has proposed yet another budget cut for state agencies, including tourism, Goodwin says she'll continue to work with lawmakers to educate them on the dollars her agency brings to the state. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Rob Engel in Charleston.